You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
Happy freaking hump day. It's Wednesday. It's time for a quickie. Today, we are going to maybe inspire the men, enlighten the men. I think they know, but these reminders never, ever hurt. And you get to hear it from, you know, another couple's perspective, in this case, the wife's. But I think a lot of people will be able to relate to maybe going, I long for this person to be like this, but they're just not like that. Now what? And I don't have you, spoiler alert, I don't have this, there's the fix. I don't have that. But I can tell you where I stand on this topic as of now, and being a person who experiences this feeling, I can relate to the question of, I really wish they would be like this, do this exactly. And because I don't get that exactly when I want it, how I want it, I am now disappointed. I am in a disappointed state. Doesn't serve either party. And this is not me saying suppress your desires, settle. It's you, not him. Or her, not me, whatever, okay? But there are times when I do think it is someone needing to check themselves, go, you know, I'm watching Apples Never Fall and the matriarch of the family said something along the lines, I'm going to fucking butcher it. There's always reasons to leave, but are there way more reasons, better reasons to stay kind of thing? And I think that is true, right? There could always be something where you could go, you know, I really wish they had that. I'm going to go find that in another person. You could continuously be seeking this external mold to be filled on loop. And I mean, shit, people let you down, okay? Bob Marley said, I'm butchering all the fucking quotes. Everyone will make you suffer. You just pick the person worth suffering for. Why didn't I do my homework before I try to spit out these quotes? But I think everyone's intelligent enough to understand. People make you suffer, okay? And we love them anyways. This doesn't mean like, yeah, he cheats on me. He's a serial cheater. Or, you know, he fucks up all the fucking time. He's a PO. No, that's not, well, he makes me suffer, but I love him. Let's not be a dumb bitch or a dumb ass. If your girl is, you know, doing you dirty left and right, okay? Nah. Self-worth thing there. I haven't even read the question. And I have so much to unpack because when we look at an instance like this, the buildup for this is just too much. I have to go back and look at why do we put ourselves in these situations? Like this woman says she's known her husband's always been like this. Like this is his personality. And it's like, well, then what is it? What is the reason that we tend to put ourselves in such similar feeling situations that we felt as a child? Maybe it looks different. The atmosphere is different, different characters, different vibe. But that same something that you're missing can stick with you. And in this case, it's validation. Can you see I'm projecting all my therapy out? Okay. How do I get my husband to give me compliments that I crave but never get? I get them often from others, which literally means nothing to me. I honestly only want his attention and want to feel wanted and desired back. He has been this way since we started dating 21 years ago, so I know it's a him thing. I have told him all the above and more. He said he didn't realize and would try to more often, and since then he has on occasion, but I can see how forced and unnatural it is for him. I take very good care of myself, and I've aged like fine wine, if I do say so myself. I'm to the point where I don't even want to put in the effort on date nights and see if he even notices. I too am the higher libido spouse, just to give you more info. He is a gem of a guy, phenomenal father, husband, provider, and human. And I hate that I'm even complaining, but it does hurt my self-esteem. There are so many women that feel you and the guilt that comes along with longing for something when you feel like all the boxes should be checked. And there are women that would kill to have a man with that much integrity and loyalty and devotion and commitment. And we're over here like, but I want to feel loved, you know? And we all deserve to feel loved. But there are some of us with real fucking daddy issues, which I'm going to do next week's quickie on daddy issues, because I did have a listener write in and say, how can I discern daddy issues? Like, what does that look like in my wife and women? And so much to say. So, and it applies to every woman, everyone with a vagina. Okay. A little side note, a little side teaser. Okay. We're at the last sentence. Do I suck it up and try to validate myself, or do you have any tips? Thanks. Love the podcast. Now, she did give a little follow up or a little more context, and I thought it was worth mentioning because it's so easy to get a general question and pick it apart, but the more details, the better, and we can really dial in. The few comments I've gotten are, I like your look, you look cute, not what I'm hoping for. Plus, I could see how he feels uncomfortable each time, like he either doesn't know what to say or it was scripted. He also isn't as affectionate as I would like him to be. Our sex life has always steadily been improving over the years and is great when we do, but definitely not as much as I would like. He is an only weekend kind of guy because he runs his own business and his head is in the work mode during the week. I relate. We have 3 cock block sons. And the lack of sex has also been an issue even before we had kids. He's an overachiever worker, always has been. I feel like by the end of the day, I get very little that he has left. I try so hard to be a support and understanding, but it is hard. He has tried to make up for the lack of time with expensive gifts, which is nice, but it's starting to not fill my cup, and I just want more of his attention and to feel desired. Okay, men listening, do you hear this? This is not just your wife who it's never enough. It's not just your wife who can never be content. There's always something. You're always a disappointment and you can't win. And there's so many men that feel like that. And it's a dangerous place for a man to be. I think just as dangerous as the place she's trying to scream at the top of her lungs to tell you that she's at. The place that you're rebuttaling with that it's too much or it's never enough. And you may really feel like that. And I don't want to not validate you. You're probably on the other end going, hello, it is. I'm always met with negativity. And we got to think about that, ladies. Like, how are we wording it? I had to check myself and be like, you know what? When I am complaining, I'm telling people to make sure they're not saying you never, you always. And I'm always fucking saying you never, you always. I got to practice what I preach. I think talking to both women and men listening, you could keep score all day long. You could play games. We could be mildly toxic. You could do the pullback. You know, there are many different personality types. I think the way someone was raised, how their parents modeled relationship, all that shit matters. All that shit matters. And a lot of us didn't think about it when we were getting married and picking our spouse. We didn't. Blinded by love, okay? But we make a choice. And when you grow together, like, that shit's beautiful and connects you on a deeper level. Like, you're just weaving life together. You are intertwined and the stakes are high. So you have to invite radical honesty and you have to have a conversation. And maybe instead of starting it with what you're used to saying, that you want more of this, And, you know, sometimes like TikTok videos, sometimes guys, like when they hear it from another man, it can register with them. Sometimes they just glaze over and it's all the same message coming at them. And like you said, maybe it does not come natural for him. That's not his love language. He may have a very dysregulated nervous system. He may internalize everything. He may be very focused on earning stability so that one day he's not on the hustle and on the grind. I personally am experiencing that. My husband is a business owner and he is trying to create something and he's doing a fucking amazing job at it. Fuck, if you own a business and you need credit card processing, hit me up. For real though, I have gotten listeners who own businesses who process through my husband. It's really cool. He'll give you a friends and family discount. Okay. Enough plug. If I had to skip through all the ramble that I could go and I stripped it down and had to give one advice, it would be that that couple solely, like he needs to learn more about himself and how his wife operates and come from a place of compassion and empathy. And she needs to go on a journey of self-discovery of why she seeks external validation. Like, why is there an emptiness when she's not getting the validation in the form that she prefers? And this is coming from a woman who I chronically feel misunderstood. I'm in therapy. I'm working on myself. I'm trying to learn myself more and the why and the how and the core sense of self, the discovery, what was ingrained in me, and like, what do I actually believe? Like, who am I on my own? And then who am I with all of the outside influence of like what I'm told I'm supposed to be? So maybe you have this core belief that like, if he's not doing that, then he doesn't really love you. You're not really wanted and desired because he's not doing X, Y, and Z. And maybe you're like, Jordan, fuck off. I just like compliments. And guess what? Every fucking bitch does. And every guy listening, triple the compliments. I say it all the time. Compliments expire. We do not operate in the same way that you do. Your wife, there's a good chance this listener writing may be an anxiously attached person. And it doesn't mean everyone should enable their anxiously attached person and be like, okay, I'm going to be sucked dry because they're like this. I'm not. Yeah, we want to work on, and I've done episodes about this, moving to a secured place. But it's not just like bing, bang, boom, you're healed. And if you love the person you're with and you want to learn them and understand them and have an easier, breezier relationship, then saying, hey, it takes like 5 fucking seconds to say a fucking sentence, okay? Fake it till you make it. It can be a statement of reassurance. It can be writing on a little post-it note. When I get a little love note, I find that my husband has left when he goes to work, day made for me. And he thinks that's just like, he doesn't understand how that means so much to me. But it does. It does. So that's, you know, going back to love languages, that's why people take the quiz. That's why people find this stuff out about each other. That's why people listen to podcasts like this so that they can have tools that they can implement and reminders and hearing other people's experiences and story and woes and shit they fucking hate and what's tearing them apart so that we can listen and be like, oh, okay, I can relate to that a little bit. Oh, I need to check myself here a little bit. Oh, I'm going to the grocery store later. I need to pick up some flowers on the way home. Why not? Make her smile. Ladies. Oh, you know what? I've had that lingerie forever. Never put it on. Putting it on under my PJs. He'll love that when the clothes come off. Be sweet sometimes, okay? Be a lover. Be a giver. And to this listener, I wish it was just as simple as like telling them what we need and then making the shift and it being consistent. I guess there's men out there that exist that they can follow instructions well. But, you know, some guys, it's just that it's not their personality. It is like a chore to them. And you got to ask yourself, Am I in or am I out? And if I'm in, am I going to be complaining and dissatisfied the whole time? Because that's a lose for you both, right? Like what are you breeding? What's in the air now? He's going to lose confidence. You're going to lose confidence. It's going to get into a crazy cycle. He feels like he can't win, isn't enough. You're dissatisfied. He doesn't know if he has it to offer what you're looking for. He doesn't know if he can make you happy because it's not sticking. And you're over here like, I don't know if he can make me happy. I would bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow that a lot of couples, the ones that have so many things to be grateful for, so many, when they're so in it, so in it, it's all they can see. Sometimes it's much easier to focus on and feel what's not there, what they wish was there, especially when you're filling your mind and eyes and head with all the bullshit you see on social media. Now, only you know deep down if you're truly settling, but I bet you there's a million stories of people who thought the grass was greener and then they go out there and they do all this damage. And they're like, what the fuck was I thinking? I've heard that more from men where they romanticized something that was a fucking dud. And I've seen women do it where they like what they're hearing somewhere else. And all these chemicals are pumping in their brain that they haven't felt in a long time. And they do stupid things and they fuck shit up and they risk a lot of shit. And then they find out that that wasn't going anywhere, you know? So I'm not trying to say, hey, just be grateful. But I think incorporating, like really leaning into gratitude when you're recognizing you feel like this and see if you make a mindset shift, if you consciously guide your thoughts and you quit like placing expectations on every single experience or engagement you have with him, and you kind of let it be like get intentional about feeling secure, feeling confident, get your I am affirmations going. I would really pour into yourself and that will radiate, because when we are, you know, smelling, reeking of desperation, subconsciously, it's just off-putting. I hate that. I fucking hate that. I wish the other person could just come from a place of love and compassion and see that we need them and we're looking for reassurance and we're looking for this. But being your fucking sister, nagging about the same thing over and over and over, doesn't work. And this is coming from a woman who has done that, come from a long line of nagging women, actually, believe it or not. Good time gals, so much fun, life of the party, lover, nurturer, / nagger. So, you know, a lot of good. Some would call it a pusher. I'm a pusher and I'm going to push you to pour into yourself. I want you to dress in a way that makes you feel sexy and beautiful. I want you to get ready for you to feel like a bomb bad bitch. Compliment yourself in the mirror. I wonder if his love language, he likes to receive gifts since he gives you gifts, or is this just what he saw his father do? But I'd be interested in knowing what his love language is and pouring into that. Maybe scheduling more date nights, maybe having time that is intentional where the atmosphere can be conducive to being like more romantic and eye contact and no cock blocks around, and your cup can get filled that way. Y'all can have a conversation about how you can go about meeting one another's needs in a realistic way. If he's a weekend guy, have a one weekend a month or Saturday a month where y'all get to get away from your children. And going back to the, if you're in it, if you know who he is, like, what was it? How did you tell yourself in the beginning it was okay that he didn't say all those things? It's funny how, like, you know, the shit you're like, eh, about, that eh, gets bigger. It gets bigger. And I don't want anyone to be like, oh, like, I know, thanks for mentioning it. I think it's just a, like, a neutral truth that we follow ourselves. And shit catches up with you, and one way or the other, you're going to have to look at it. And with all that being said, you know, there are still people that are going to be like, fuck that. I don't like feeling this way, and I don't have to. And you don't. And you don't. I think you have to make a decision, and then whatever decision you make, take action that's in alignment with that decision. So if you're all in with your family, now it's time to figure out how you can feel heard, how you can speak to each other, and you can ask each other. Like my therapist is like, ask each other for language. And then ask the other person what they heard you say. Say, tell me what I just said to you. Because sometimes shit gets lost in translation. And last thing, even though sometimes we feel really desired and unwanted, and that voice says like, well, look, like, you would feel desired and wanted if they wanted you and desired you. And I truly do believe that there are some people that really, that it is uncomfortable for them. Certain people are wired differently. Certain people have different priorities, and that one just doesn't have as much weight, or that's not how they operate mentally. And so they have to be intentional to go, oh, this is how she operates, and I need to try to be that for her so she feels loved. And I think we can all agree, listening out there, that is marriage. That is what being married is, figuring that shit out. A lot of compromise, a lot of realizing you have to figure your own shit out so that you can show up as your best self, as the person your significant other deserves, and vice versa. It can be a real big mind fuck. If you know, you know. If you don't know, I'm sure at some point you will. And if all of that was a bunch of mumbo jumbo and life is just grand for you, then God bless you. You're doing better. Ignorance is bliss. Hakuna Matata. I so badly wish I had the short pack-a-punch answer of how to get your man to fucking give you more compliments, but experiments are still in the works. I'll say from personal experience, I think crying in the middle of the night works. Just kidding. Actually, it doesn't. It actually does not. You don't want to disrupt people's sleep. That can actually really backfire. You're not in the right brain state. Don't do that. Joke. I jest. If you have a question for me, the Horny Housewife, and you want me to read it anonymously on here and give you my two cents, go to thehornyhousewifepodcast.com and submit away, or go to my Instagram at @_thehornyhousewifepodcast. Slide in the DMs. Make sure you're subscribed to the show. If you're enjoying yourself, leave 5 stars. Write a review on Apple Podcasts. Leave a rating on Spotify. It helps oh so much. Tell a friend. Share. Tell a friend to tell a friend. I love you all, and I will see you right back here on Monday.